And this has been an ongoing discussion. You're right. Reports of the intensified discussion among officials. There's also intensified discussion today about what's happening in the Middle East, given the latest reports from the Iranian state press that, again today, the Iranians were test firing missiles. And this comes following yesterday. They announced the Iranian Revolutionary Guard fired at least 9 missiles, which state official boasted could hit Israel. At least one of them could. The test triggered, of course, swift reaction in diplomatic circles and nervousness in the world economy. And for more, we go to the BBC's diplomatic correspondent, Paul Adams. Good morning, Paul. Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Now, those missiles went over the Gulf. Is there some real message there, or some message of perception the Iranians want to enforce?
Well, I'm sure perception is a big part of this, because I think Iran is feeling rather beleaguered at the moment. You'll recall that it was just a few weeks ago that the Israelis mounted a large test run, an exercise out into the Mediterranean, which it was pretty much all but officially acknowledged was a test run for a bombing raid against Iran. And I think Iran feels that it needs to make sure that its defenses are in good order, and also that it can display its ability to hit back if circumstances dictate. So this is why we've seen the timing of this latest set of exercises. They're not unusual exercises. They've been similar ones held in the past, and none of the missiles that were tested this time around, as far as we know, were particularly new.
Now, of course, the Iranians knew that firing the missiles was sure to get a reaction. But help us here. What's really important? Is it the act of firing the missiles, the claim the Iranians are making that they can hit Israel, or the reaction, the swift reaction, let's say, from Condoleezza Rice, the Secretary of State, today saying that the U.S. would support back Israel should it be attacked?
Well, I think what Condoleezza Rice was saying was almost a statement of the obvious, that of course, if there were a situation in which Israel was under attack from Iran, it goes without saying that America would spring to Israel's defense. Though it's also worth pointing out, of course, that Israel possesses upwards of 200 nuclear weapons of its own, and in the words of a very prominent Israeli military historian, has the ability to turn Iran into a nuclear wasteland, something which the Iranians know only too well. I think this is very much about perception. This is about Iran saying, you know, we do not want to be pushed around. We want to be taken seriously. We have this capability, and this capability can, if required, hit out at our enemies. Whether or not they actually possess the ability to hit Israel proper is slightly open to doubt, but certainly they're developing technology all the time, which makes that more and more possible. But it is a way of them saying, look, if you're going to attack us, whether it's you, the United States, or you, Israel, if you're thinking of attacking us, we have ways of hitting back.
But there is a real casualty here. Today, the Financial Times has a scoop. It's reporting that Total, the French oil giant, is going to pull out of a huge investment that they were planning on making on a Iranian gas field. That's just going straight to this jittery world economy we're looking at right now.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, everything that's happening at the moment is conveying the impression of the Gulf as a very dangerous and uncertain place in which to do business. And perhaps it's not surprising that a company like Total decides that it's simply not worth the risk at the moment. It probably was struggling to find banks that would be willing to participate in a venture of that kind.
Although, Paul, it's certainly conceivable there was a quid pro quo, because Total is heavily involved in negotiations in Iraq with the United States. And, of course, the U.S. is happy to have the appearance of sanctions against Iran with this Total story.
Sure, John, absolutely. And, one shouldn't imagine that or assume that Total's decision would have been a purely commercial one. There would have been all sorts of other factors involved. But this does, in a way, touch on a whole other area of pressure, which is the mounting commercial and diplomatic pressure, which is precisely what the Americans, the British, and others want to heighten against the Iranian regime in an attempt to persuade them finally to abandon the process of enriching uranium, something that the Iranians have been absolutely determined not to do.
Paul Adams, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you. Paul Adams, BBC diplomatic correspondent.